We've all felt the familiar hot flush on our cheeks when we've said something or done something we know is unworthy of us. Or when we've knowingly participated in something we sense deep down is wrong. Shame. You know how it feels, and how embarrassing it can be to witness someone else's shame. Even children experience that sharp stab of regret before they can put a name to it. But shame can be a powerful teacher on the path to your calling. It reminds you that your uniqueness does not make you special or infallible. Instead, it's a wake-up call for change. Sometimes our worst mistakes can lead us to higher ground. The life I've led has given me an important asset: empathy for other people. I've been there. I know what bad credit is. I know what divorce is. I know what it's like to get down through no fault of your own. I understand when people come in to buy a car and have lousy credit, or have just been left by a husband or wife. It always helps to know someone else understands your situation and the pain it causes. That's why it's so important to me to know my customers, to see them as more than just a wallet I can sell a car to. I want to find out exactly what they need and what they can truly afford. I usually have to dig a little because people won't tell the truth when they're embarrassed about bad credit. They'll try to hide it. Now, on the other end, you have the customer who will spend hours with you right up to the point of purchase, then buy a car somewhere else because that dealership beat your price by $25. Everyone talks about salespeople and their lies, but I found that the consumer is often the biggest liar who ever walked through the door. It's embarrassing sometimes.
Just don't forget, we become the stories that we tell. Yes, don't forget, we become the stories that we tell. Now don't forget, we become the stories that we tell.